Okay, so the topic for today is the nature of the Isser to make a replica of the menorah or other Kli Mikdash. The Gemara, or the Mishnah really, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us that Rav Gamliel had a Demus Tzura Levana. He had the Mamikomos over there. Rav Gamliel had in the concept of Kiddush HaKodesh a replica of the moon. He asked the Edim who came whether or not they to ascertain if they were telling the truth. He would show them a replica of the moon and ask if they sound like this, sound like that, to see if they are telling the truth. So they asked the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, if it's Makar, so Umishari, second line, is it really, are you allowed to have a replica of the moon? Faksiv losasun iti, losasun kimus shimshi. Right, the pasuk after the Sesa Dibros, there are a couple of psukim at the end of Parshas Yisro, and one of them talks about not making images. So the Gemara assumes that means he shouldn't make the moon or the sun, because it seems like it's connected to Avodah Zarah. If you have images of the moon, you might come to worship them. Says Abaye, no, that's not referring to making a picture of the sun or the moon. Again, it's a big question. Halacha l'maisa is only three-dimensional. The first thing a kid learns in kindergarten is to make draw a circle, a yellow circle. It's the sun. So the Sefer Yeshayahu say it's only three-dimensional. The halacha, we seem to assume that since the sun and the moon we experience as being two-dimensional, it would also be problematic. And then the question becomes, it's just a whole sun? Maybe it's just like a little half a circle in the corner, a quarter of the sun? Different discussions, very interesting discussions. I'm not going to have them now. But the Gemara at this point seems to say that possible sasun iti is not referring to the sun and the moon, but rather things that you can actually replicate. Titani l'as adam bayis tavnis heichel, you shouldn't make your house look like Beis HaMikdash. Aksadu tavnis ulam, chatzar keneged azara, shulchan keneged shulchan, menorah keneged menorah. You shouldn't make a menorah like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, a shulchan like the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. L'osa shamisha shisha shmona, you can make a candelabra that has five or six or eight candles, branches, because in the menorah had seven. Feshal shiva liyatsa afilu shel sharmini matchos, you shouldn't make a seven-branched candelabra, even if it's made out of other metals, namely not gold. Why is that? Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer afshal eitz liyatsa, you shouldn't even make a wood candelabra that has seven branches. Kdesh asu malchei beis chashvonai, because the chashvonai, when they won the war, they didn't have a chance to get organized, so they just made one out of wood. That's the first opinion in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no, Misham Raya, Shwin, Shabar, Zahayu, they didn't make it out of wood. Wood is like a puzzle. They made it out of metal. V'chifu mabat. They covered it with a type of ferret, some type of lead. Yeshiro asum kesev, chosu v'yeshiro asum sidozov. So the question is, what's the minimal requirement for menorah? Could it be wood, or maybe it has to be metal? But either way, the Gemara tells here, what it tells us here that there is an isur losasu iti, you shouldn't make images. The images would be images of things in the Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't make a menorah and the like. So, yesh lachor, what the nature of this isur is of making the clay mikdash or even a replica of the mikdash. So, what do you tie now? What's the nature of this isur? A siyas. Clay mikdash is really the mikdash itself. It's
a replica. What's
this here? What are you talking about? Why is it aser?
It cheapens it.
It's a chisar in what? What's the mitzvah to mechab the mikdash? How do you refer to it? In halacha? Mora mikdash. It's a mitzvah mora mikdash. So it could be it's a bittul of mora mikdash. It has to be special for the mikdash. The minute I have a menorah in my house to illuminate my room, so it's no longer special. It cheapens it. It's a bittul of mora mikdash. What else might be the reason for this halacha? Don't forget, what's the makor? L'sasun iti. Eloi chesev, eloi zav. What's that? Avodah Zarah. Why is making a menorah Avodah Zarah?
Maybe because it's like Bamos, it's in the wrong place.
In the wrong place, just like Shkut Echutz, Bamos, right? There's one central location for Avoda, and that's Avoda Hashem. The minute I make a place to serve in my backyard, so okay, I serve God, one God in Jerusalem, and one God in my backyard. It's connected to a Vodazara. Maybe someone's like, Zera Atu Vodazara. Zera Atu Vodazara.
How does the Mikdash Ma'atu do this?
Well, I mean, the we don't have a Mesa Mikdash, so our shul is like a Mikdash Ma'at. But it's not, we don't have a seven branch candelabra in our Mikdash Ma'at. Or at least we probably shouldn't. There's no question that in the absence of Mikdash, we want to have a connection. You know, Zecher LeMikdash. But Zecher LeMikdash is not. Right. The minute it's equal, it's more problematic. Okay, so this is in fact the Machlokas. If you look at the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalid, Mitzvah is Yirah in a Mikdash. V'chein, Osur L'Odam, Livnos, Bayi Tavis Heichel, V'Aksadra Tavis Ulam, Chasa Tavis Azara, V'chozel Lo Mora Samikta Hamakom. So Aryeh and the Chinuch say that it's din in bitol mora moras mikdash. If you look at the Mechas Chinuch, he points out the Ram also splits these halachos. V'hinei Rambam kosav alav hazeh lo kosav klal davar zeh liyaseh bayis. In the mitzvah lamed tes, where he speaks about the iser of making images, even though a person's going to art school, right? You can't make an image. It's a big issue. Halacha l'maisa. You know, you go to art school. There's a lot of issues. There's tznius issues because sometimes they want you to like paint a nude person and things like that. There's also an issue of anasar issues in terms of, you know, making images of people, whole people that usher b'dil l'sasim. It seems like the pasuk of the pasuk is like we don't want to have images of people because you might come to serve them.
It's 2D or 3D.
3D. 3D would be problematic. 2D wouldn't be. The 2D is only a question about the sun and the moon because that's what we experience it. You know, stars, and that's also a question, you know, how to deal with that. It's a big issue of halacha l'maaseh, mamish. I mean, it's all only in kindergarten. Some people just like taking pictures, right? You take a sunset picture. It's beautiful. It's a mutter to take a sunset picture. You're taking a picture of the sun. So you don't think about it so much. The minute I think it's a mekel, if you spend, suddenly at sunset, it's not a full sun. But the problem is the photography is like really, it's part of the cheshbon. It's like, well, it doesn't really look like a yellow circle, but sun, come on, give me a break. It just represents the sun, but the image of a photography, that's not much the real deal. So is it mutter to take a picture of the sun? You know, that's a big discussion. I love Lamaisa. Anyway, Lamaisa, the Rambam splits these halachos. He brings in Perak Zayin, a filter face mechira, this din of Yiras Mikdash, and there he brings this halacha of Tavis Mikdash. Says in Cheschinach, it's Menduyak, then in Hilchos of Erezari, he tells you not to make images. And in Hilchos, Besim Mechira, it tells you the Mora Mikdash. So you see the Ram Hel, this din is not a din of din Gzim Hatma Vodazara, but rather it's a din in Mora Mikdash. So the Ram and the Chiruch assume it's din in Mora Mikdash. And here the Ram of the third law, Dikdek, Mebraisos, the Braisos, we show only Asa Bais, Eno Muska, Mebraisos, Lab, Losasun. Rabbeis Vachiros, Metchil, Losasun, Kimus Shumashin, Vosrofin, shouldn't make pictures of angels, pictures of the sun and the moon, that's Losasun. But the Mikdash is a separate halacha. And Cain, so far Rambam, the Dover said, Tavis Mikdash came to Leka, Lisa, the Vodazara. Eino, Bolav, Hazeh, Raku, Mitzvah, Esne, Machas, Mora, Mikdash. Part of Tchilos, the Sugi, high at the beginning, Sugi doesn't sound like that. That was pushed off the Maskana. Okay. So let's discuss quickly some nafkaminas to this question. So is this a lav or is this an Esne? So what do you tell him? First, he makes a menorah. It looks just like the menorah of Mikdash for his personal use. So what is he violating? Is this Doraisa? Is this Rabbanan? So if it din was sa'asun iti, then what type of iser is it? Right? It's a lav. It's a lav, and it's Doraisa. Presumably. The Marim Kol was behind it. Whereas if we say that the iser to make a replica of the menorah, or other type of mikdash, is really a din, a bitl of mura mikdash, what type of iser is it? It's not a laugh, rather it's a bitl essay. It's an iser essay, right?
What's more mikdash?
Pardon?
What is more mikdash?
The Mishnah in Brachos speaks about, you know, not going in with your staff and your shoes. You have to go in a mechubadik way. You shouldn't go like vokadik with your purse. You have to have a certain sense of awe. It's a little bit of mikdash in the yard. The Ram says Hashem is there. Hashem is in the mikdash. So you have to have a certain sense of awe. So it would be sacrilegious to take the menorah, or the equivalent thereof, and to use it in my house, to light my house. Again, if I take mamash the menorah, that would be me'ilah. But I made a replica of the menorah. So Rabbi Yochanan well, Ibn Elazar, if you look here in the Rishon official Perlau, he actually quotes some Achronim who say it's Drabanan. So he's very frustrated by the Beis Ephraim and the Babit. He seems to say it's only Draban. But basically, we have, again, if it's within Lo Sa'asun, the Makar is Lo Sa'asun, so then it's a law, and it's Dereisa, the Pashas. If it's within a Bittul essay of Hora Mikdash, so it's an essay. Someone says it's Drabanan, and he says, like, Mehekat Eisi's Drabanan. Again, Seder? Certainly, our two understandings have different, is it a lav, losasun, Zer Ato Verazara, or is it more a Mikdash, or it would be an epitle essay? Yes, sir. Okay. What about Pizan Eseh? We don't have a Mikdash, it's Arabi. Can I make a replica of the menorah and put it in my house to light it or to look at it? Is that a problem? So if you look at the Beis Ephraim, this is Ephraim Zalman Margulis. He wrote a number of Svarim, the Shari Ephraim, the Mati Ephraim, very important Svarim, and accepted in the Halacha often the Meshavura. Hilchos Stam wrote it's Shin Ayin, so people think it's a Shari Achronim, but it's really the Shari Ephraim. He's very authoritative in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Moadim, Mati Ephraim, very important Sefer. And he has Tshuva, the Beis Ephraim. So he just was quoted by Furlau, but now he has a Tshuva here. Bizarre Lomar, the Rabbi Yitzchak, he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that there was a, Rabbi Yitzchak says there was a place in Egypt, Beis Chonio. Beis Chonio, they had like a replica of the Beis HaMikdash in Egypt, and they were like Yimakrav Korbanos. Are you like Yimakrav Korbanos? So that's Taloi, if Kedushas Mikdash is Batel. If Kedushas Mikdash is Batel, so then you have the Heter Bamos comes back. We hold the Kedushas Mikdash remains. That's why we don't go to Harabai, since Kedushas Mikdash. And since the Kedushas Mikdash remains, we're not makrav outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash writes, Seriously, the Rabbi Yitzchak, to hach to lo yasa adam tabis heichel, mayri bisman shahaya heichel al mechono. The answer to make the replica is when you have a real Beis HaMikdash. To us here, also, v'hakrav v'makom acher, kach lo yasa tabis heichel, avol v'zana zeh, the lekam mikdash. If you don't have a basic mikdash, remember shari banan dan sharpi prachinan yasatavnis came in the kaimel and kumanamar kitchel lasi lava. So basically, the Mishnah argues that if we hold lo kitchel lasi lava, then there's no iser to make a menorah. Is on his head. Well, what is he assuming in the nature of the iser? That it's within what? What are you telling him? If it's within lo sasun, then you shouldn't have structures that might lead you to do a zara. Right? Don't forget the kruvim also. Don't use the kruvim, as Hashem said. So I have a personal kruvim in my house. Maybe I'll do what is our, right? So should it make a difference if these mikdash is around or not? No. It should be also regardless, right? But if it's in Mora Mikdash, so is there Mora Mikdash, Mizman Shein Mikdash? That's a question. Meaning, there's no Shmiras Mikdash, there's a mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. Today we don't do Shmiras Mikdash. It was like 100 years ago, there was someone calling the Yerushalayim, said, we should do Shmiras Mikdash, stand there. There's no need to stand, there's no Yishomer, there's no Kiyum Shmiras Mikdash. Mora Mikdash, okay, there's a discussion today, it's in a Mora Mikdash. People go up to Harabais, from shoes go up, they go to Mikvah, they usually don't, they take off their other shoes. They're makbid to do them. They even think there's like a Kiyum going. Some people argue there's like a Kiyum to fulfill Mora Mikdash. It's a Chiddush. The Mora Mikdash is not to go, because what are you going for? I mean, there's nothing to. Okay, I'm not getting into that whole discussion. Now, but either way, the Beis Ephraim is assuming there's a din in what? In Mora Mikdash. And he says, therefore, if there's no Mikdash, there's no Isser to make a replica. That's why in Beis Chonio they made a replica, because there was no Beis Mikdash. If you think it's within Losasun Iti, then it should be Isser, even if there is no Mikdash, right?
Okay. Shouldn't the Gemara made that distinction?
Pardon?
Shouldn't the Gemara made that distinction then?
The Gemara was asking about Rabbi Gamliel and his replicas of the Son of the Moon. And it quoted the din of it said, don't use it for the sun and moon. It's really the din in Mikdash. The fact that Ramlio is post-Mikdash, that's not relevant, necessarily. I mean, it would be better if it was a first of the Gemara. In Echanavi, Tachid is what he's saying. But. What about B'nai Noach? Are Goyim allowed, so just nothing over two, is non she'ein Mikdash, or in Kedushas Mikdash, nothing over three, Goyim. Right, B'nai Noach. Can a Goy, I was actually up in Kineret, on vacation in the summer, and there's a lot of Christian tourism there. So I went to like a souvenir store, and there was mamers like, you know, all the Mikdash there. People like they're buying up the menorahs, so they're very into it. There are some Christians who like look at the Mikdash and like they want to take a souvenir home. So is there an Isser for a Goy to make a replica of the menorah? So the first question we have to analyze is whether or not, well, you tell me just off the cuff. If it's within Bitzel Mora Mikdash,
but why should they be chayiv?
Yes or no? Yeah. They're chayiv in Mora Mikdash?
No.
I would think not. If it's within Atum Vanazara, so you have to ask yourself, is there an Isser for a Goy? Is there an Isser for a Goy to do a Vanazara? Is there an Isser for a Goy to go to art school and to make a picture, not like a sculpture of a person? Is that Isser Vosasu Iti? Apply to Goy. So that's the debate. If you look at the Rambam, in source number 6, Goy can't make a matzeva. He can't plant a tree for a mezara. The Rambam passed the that a Goy can't make a tzura even lanoi. Wow. The Orson Megler says, Mechatesi. Well, tzuros lanoi tzarechion. The zel lav lo sasuniti. The Yisrael nemer. For all they know, we know the Rabbeinu she ain't a surin last of surus or not. This issue actually came up, and Moshe has a tshuva about this. After Kennedy was assassinated, so they wanted to make monuments, you know, sculptures of Kennedy. So they asked the Jewish community to contribute, different cities. So they wanted to, you're allowed to give money to the government, to the local municipality, to make monuments. So he says, we hold. There's a list for a Goy to make. They're not talking about a Zara. They just want to have money. They're the president. So he assumes not like the Rambam. Meaning, if it would be usher for the Goy to do it, then there would be a question, can we support them? But we don't hold like the Rambam. The Goy are allowed to make monuments. Meaning sculptures of people. So if we assume, like the Rambam, that the Losasun Iti applies to Goy, they can't make sculptures of people. So they can't make Klei Mikdash then, the Gezerah, Atav and Azara, you don't want to have a menorah in your house, even a Goy's house, because what's he going to do with it? Instead of coming to Beis Mikdash, he's going to serve his idol with the Klei Mikdash. So that, Mechara, is possibly a question in Yerushalayim. So this is number 8, Antoninus, Shal Rebbe, Ma'ul Ibnas Mizbech. Yerushalayim Megillah asks, that Antoninus asked Rebbe if he can make it in the Mizbeach. He should make it and then be gonis. So if you look at Rav Meir Arik there in his Tal Torah, Rav Meir Arik was one of the Hasidus of Gaon about 100 years ago. He was the Rebbe of Rav Meir Shapiro, the Rebbe of Ravun Magalios, a lot of Chashuv Talmidim. He was like one of the poskei Torah of the Hasidus world 100 years ago. So he says like this, why would we ask for a goy to make a Mizbeach? After the Israel livnos, and maybe even for a Jewish mother, we call shekein l'nochri. Ulay kavanah livnos mizbech kedmidas mizbech. Maybe it's an is. He wanted to make a mizbech that was exactly similar to the one of Beis Hamikdash. Sheyeh bazara mizbech chitzan. This is also Israel. Ketam liyaser on the top of his bais. Heichal ulam. You can't make something that looks like the heichal and the ulam, etc. You can either rishon. Rishon. The goy asked. Antoninus asked. Imutala. It's also for Jews to make an exact replica. Is it mutter for a goy to make an exact replica? Hey, she's a shari mikan mekor liver Rambam that the tzura sa adam. It's also for a goy to make a tzura. V'hada also linos bais tavnis heichal kasav chabes of vichira shul mikal mora mikdash. V'lo kasav klal alav v'lo sasu iti. V'nira. The sover that have rak essay v'olav the essay whom the mikdash itirah, which applies only to Jews. So he told him not to make it. The goy is not muzer. So again, basically, what Meir Arik is saying is that if it's within atu of a nazara losasum iti, Then goyim should be included, according to the Rambam Shita, that goyim are usher in making images. Whereas if it's been bittul mar migdash, we're not included. So, okay. Another nafkamina. Let's say I didn't make it. I just bought it. Right? You went to the souvenir shop and you bought the replica of the menorah. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it seems to indicate that Rav Gamliel, who had these replicas of the sun and the moon, he didn't make it, he just bought it. So it's almost the Gemara says, it's a chashad. Okay, it's a chashad for the Nasi. Chashad means you shouldn't have it in your house. People are going to think maybe you're worshipping it, maybe they're going to think you made it. But it's a thin chashad. What about not even owning it? You just want to use it. You go to somebody's house and they have a menorah and you want to light it. Can you use it? Can you use it? So if you look here in verse number 11, there's a machlokes shown about this. And if Shema quotes a machlokes, we come back on Svela Rabbeinu, the mutal ishtami shemachirim asu. You can use it. To look around b'shem Aram Rothenberg. The kolze shalokan as Rabbeinu to chayo haniser the al drasha to losasu iti the kulan asiya kapid kra. The Sulamidi says the Mekshela that if you didn't losasu iti, what's the iser? The Asiya. Whereas if the Isra is a bitul of Mora Mikdash, if you look here in source number 12, the Ra'ah, the last line, Asha Siyasa Nasura, Kol Shekin Tashmisha Nasur. You can't make it, so you can't use it. So if I would take a menorah, and so somebody else made it, I just put it in my house, and I just started lighting it. How does that, that's sacrilegious. I mean, you have a Mesa Mikdash, you have a menorah, and I'm taking that and using it in my living room. So that would be a bitul of Mora Mikdash. So here another Nachmina. Just a second. Tashmish. So the iser is to make an item, or to make an image that you might get to serve.
Yeah, but there's also an iser in worshipping. So, like, I don't understand how it helps, like, if you're still going to use it.
Again, you're not worshipping it as an idol.
Right.
It's just not supposed to make it, because if you're having it around, just like you shouldn't have idols around, because you might come to start bowing down to them. Again, it's very hard for us to relate to this. We don't live in the Far East, it might be easier. You know, people will worship the idols, you know, saying that. But it depends where. But
if you have it around anyway, well, it doesn't matter if you make it or not.
If the Eastern Torah is to make an idol, well, so you're not
to make it and to worship. There's two Eastern. So I mean, I can understand how it helps Gezerah to making, but like, what about like to worship
it? What's the Svar in the Torah? If we hold that there's no Eastern to own an idol, again, it's not an idol. It's just a sculpture. You don't necessarily own a sculpture. You're saying, why should it be? Or why should owning a sculpture only be the issue of chashad? It should be included. No, the lashon possible is sasuniti. I mean, I don't have a good svar for it, but it's meduyek. It was sasuniti. You shouldn't make owning it. The Gemara says is only mishum chashad. The question is using it. So here we have the Ra'ah who says you can't use it, right? And the Ram and the Shem Ram and the Rosenberg can't use it. If you can't use it, it's more a function of more mikdash. If you look here in the Chavetz Chaim Sharon from Rav David Menachem Manish Babad, he says like this. He actually wants to say that Sfei Dinim. Really, they're both true. It's also din in losasu, and it's also din in Mor Mikdash. The olam mashmas hashas for shana shu isur min haTorah mikrat losasu. Ela the oz shari lachirim also go. Then we know isur if somebody else made it. The masik hashas. Lachin heidi Rambam din zeh Mor Mikdash. Mor Tika gam kein isur the rabbanan mishu mishamish mishavita shomelach. Right, sacrilegious. You're mishamish b'shavita shomelach to us. Kamal yishamish aser after mechirim also. Ella the isur zeh v'harvi yakad rabbanan. He's going back to the base of frying. It's only rabbanan. Again, I would have thought that more mishmash is an essay, like a real essay, not just the rabbanan harchava. But that's what he's assuming. Okay. Another nafkamina, very very interesting nafkamina. Li islami. The Gemara in the islami. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when asking how Rav Gamliel had a replica of the sun or the moon in his house, so one answer is, you may say, on the Islami, Ava, Dixiv, Losilma, Laasos, Laatalame, Lahavin, Lahorus. You're allowed to have a picture of the sun and the moon to understand the halachos. So, pardon?
The temple institute
might be even better. The temple institute, you're actually making it to use. That's actually a machlokes
but
here.
They also have, like, for example, they have an aron that they say, of course, we know we're not going to be using this aron but we're still going to have it for teaching.
But for teaching, okay, so that's actually a machlokes
akronim that they made that even the massage for the one that they plan to use.
Right. But the one that so is a machlokes here in akronim. If you look at the Salmos Chaim, this is Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, one of the Gdolei Yerushalayim 100 years ago. So he was asked like this: Binyan Katan. Ketanis and Mishkan, also prakim. They had somebody had like a miniature Mishkan, you know, Parshas Yaakov Kude there, but they wanted like go over the Parsha, right? Or Tetzave, or Truma, whatever it is. Imlomli v'Shabbos b'Torah, v'Open Asiyas and Mishkan, imutu l'sasra l'kimo. They wanted on Shabbos to put it together like Lego. Are you allowed to make this Lego Mishkan on Shabbos? Shuva, lo nira l'klar v'hati. He thinks it's problematic, so it's an issue of bone, aval ani tomeh. Wow. He thinks the heter of Islamid is limited to what I'm to the Temple Institute, that I'm making it in order to use it. But just to learn about it, that's not Islamid. That's a very good kiddush. So Moshe Feinstein is true, or he rejects it. The Pashas like Ramosha, the Refresh Gemara, so Islamid applies to things that you know, to Shemin HaMishka, that we don't have, we're never going to have. Meaning, right, he says over in the tshuva, Shemen and Mishka Shasa Moshe. So how can it be Lislami? You're not going to use it anymore. But it must be Lislami means anytime you want to learn, that's called Lislami. It's actually interesting. When I was in college, so I was thinking of taking an astronomy class, you know, for my science requirement. And so I asked Rav Schechter about this in terms of drawing pictures of the sun and the moon, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume that the sun and the moon, even if it's not 3D, would be an issue. So I asked him, so he said to me, Lislame? He said, Lislame? We're learning science. Am I learning Kiltas Kiddush HaKadosh? He said, no, it's Parshat. That's called Lislame, to learn, to study the science. You know, that's the Gemara Torah Ma'adavort. Like, you know, I think that I'm studying science, that's called Lislame. I'm not making it because it's Tam and they're going to worship it. You know, there's no Shashkash going to worship it if you're doing it to study. And then I didn't take the class for other reasons. Didn't finish my schedule, but it's fascinating. Actually, it would have been much easier, you know, to learn Hillel Kiddush HaKadosh if you actually know what you're talking about. So
they don't.
Okay. Anyway, so they have the Hetal Islam. Where does the Hetal Islam come from? It comes from this Gemara that the Rebbe Galil had an image of the moon, and it was Mutter because it was Islamic. So what's the din? In terms of having the question that was raised by Salmos Chaim, you want to have a miniature, Beis HaMikdash. And the question also becomes how, if it's miniature, maybe it's not included in this, or maybe it has to be actually a replica, like a full size replica. But okay, let's say you want to have a full size replica to learn about the Beis HaMikdash. So, is the Heter of Islamid apply? So, if it's Vidin Losasun Iti, that's exactly where the Heter of Islamid says, Losasun, but you're allowed to do it. Lislame. So then it's obvious, it's barur, that there's a heter of Islam. If it's in a mora mikdash, is there a heter of Islam? It's sacrilegious. It's sacrilegious to have the same the same menorah in your living room. So here I'm happy because I also want to learn about it. So it's not so pasha. It's not so pasha. Maybe you could say that it's also sacrilegious. Again, if you're making it because you want to use it, that's pasha, that's mut. Right? It'd be impossible to say that it's also going to make if you to use. Although I saw a discussion online, people are like upset that Mechon HaMikdash, oh well, you're all based in Mikdash, so why are you making it? Well, Sasunit, you should be making it. But like, no, they say no, they're doing it so we can use it. So the response online was, well, of course the Mikdash will come down for Shemayim, so we're not going to need your Gedara because you're going to all come down. It's like Mechatesi, like, you know, okay, Rashi says that, and it's certainly a legitimate opinion, but the Rambam doesn't say that. Rashi says it's going to make a Kalim. So they're doing it typically sure. They want to be ready to start Hakrava when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Okay. In any case, this din of Islamid is more obvious. The heter of Islamid is more obvious if it's within the Sasuniti, because that's exactly the din that's said by having the sun and the moon. So the Islamid is mutter. So through here, the Islamid is mutter. So I'd probably expand it just to any Islamid. Whereas if it's within a bit more mikdash, it's not so obvious. Maybe we're only in mutter if I'm preparing it to be used, like the Mechon HaMikdash, but not just to study or to learn, etc. Maybe that would be still sacrilege. Another nafkamina, which actually is very nogea to the menorah. You mentioned the menorah that they have outside. They have two. The one I saw is like in the Rechava near the Chur B'Shal. So there's a whole discussion about that menorah, because the menorah is supposed to be Miksha Zahav. It's supposed to be solid gold. And they actually tried to make it a solid gold, and it didn't stand. So gold is very heavy metal, and with the branches, they were just like falling down. So they say that's Pshat, when Chazal say that on the Pasuk, that what's the Pasuk say? That Hashem showed Moshe the Tavnis and Mishka, I forget the Pasuk, that Hashem showed Moshe the menorah.
I think it's a
Vizeh, that's what it is, Vizeh. So Chazal say, like, you couldn't figure it out. How come you couldn't figure it out? What's so complicated? Why is the menorah more complicated than the Shulchan or than the Aron? So it could be, the Pshat was, it's so complicated because based on physics, it doesn't work. So sometimes it might say nice that the menorah, so the menorah they have is actually gold plated, which is also kosher. But let's say a person makes a menorah out of plastic. Plastic is possible. Let's say it looks exactly like a gold menorah. So what do you say? If you look here in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, in Chaptalid, the Gemara says you can't make an order that's seven branches. The Shiva Liyaseh, Filu Shal Sham Mini Matkos, we saw this before. If Yehuda says that even eight, and the other days, no, it has to be Matkachas, and the Beis of Hashem Raim didn't make it from eight, they made it from Matkachas, and then when they got wealthier, they made it in silver, and then in gold, etc. So what comes out of the Gemara here? You only violate the Isser of making Klei Mikdash if it's a Kli that's what? Kosher to use, right? And the question is it kosher out of eight, or maybe it has to be metal? It has to be kosher. So if I make something that's plastic, it's possible, but it looks exactly like a menorah. So we did a little sasum et, right? Kli possible. This is really a double nafkamina. Let's say we make a kli kosher that looks pasul, or a kli pasul that looks kosher. Plastic is a kli pasul that looks kosher. You can make the plastic look like solid gold. Conversely, you can have something that's technically kosher, but nobody knows it. Like, ask most people on the street, you know, a wood menorah, they'll think it's pasul. It's one day, they think, well, it's kosher. So, you know, if nobody looks, it doesn't look like it's a menorah. It looks very different. So, if it's between losas and iti, like the one Rosh Hashanah, then what? It has to be something that you could use in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Isser is. It's Atma Lazar. I take what's in the Mikdash and I use it elsewhere. If it's something that couldn't be used in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not included in the Isser. So a plastic menorah wouldn't be included, even though it looked perfectly like a replica. Whereas if it's within Bitzel Mora Mikdash, then what?
It still has the appearance.
It has the appearance. It looks like I'm making the menorah from the Beis HaMikdash. It's plastic. But it looks cold. So Hashem Yosef, that's to be here. See, look here in the Chavalim and the Imin. Rav Yehuda Leib Grobart, he was one of the European Gedolim, came actually to Canada. He was in Toronto. He died about 100 years ago. And when he was Nifter in the late 30s, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky took his Sheller. He came at that point to Canada. So he was the Rebbe of Gali Felder and Rav Price, also Gedolim in Toronto. So here it is like this. Menorah bas shiva kanim, there was an electric menorah, and looked, it was seven branched candelabra. Hine masha or hu shel electri, ein afkamina im ein shinu mit hamiza. In fact, it's electric, it's still a problem. Well, in yeshinu ve'akev mutter, if there's a shinu ve'akev is mutter. Kama shakas was kacham tzvi, v'cholek al marik. So there's v'cholek, if it's a shinu, it's ve'akev. It's a mikdash. I'm not sure what that means. Imachka. Okay, maybe it's a typo. But what's he saying? That if it's Mari's ayin, right? More mikdash is Mari's ayin. It looks like it. If it looks like it, it's a problem. Whereas if it's minosasuni, that's actually a kosher menorah. There's actually a discussion. You know, people have candelabras that they light their Shabbos candles on. So some people have a minhag. They have more children, so they light for every child. So you have five children. So you get one of these like seven armed candelabras. It doesn't look like a menorah. It's like in a circle, right? Is that an issue? it wouldn't be kasher in the mikdash, lechara. So I think there's a discussion in the post. I remember correctly about it. So I was connected. If it's within, so forget. So maybe it doesn't look like the menorah. So if it's in more mikdash, it doesn't look like the menorah at all. But if technically it would be kasher, you have to nine. If technically it would be kasher because it has seven branches, even though they're not exactly in the same direction, then maybe it would be an issue potentially. Okay, just last one after Mina. We're out of time. There's a fascinating daya in the Shari Daya of Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib Sanitzer. He was a Litvish Gadol who lived many years in Galitza, and then he moved back to Litta. He was masmich many chashav rabbanim, Mir Karelitz, the brother of Karnish, and Farach Epstein. So he has a fascinating kiddush. He said like this: Luder Safina, Haisi Omer ki Loshon Abraisa Menorah Tavnis Menorah. What does it mean? Menorah Tavnis Menorah. Muchach Shalom Boaz Har Rakhim Mechavim Lzeh Haim Bezvan Hamikdash Ol Gamiz Arzei Musar Lasis Ketavnis Haim Hamikdash Shebezeh Mashka Kavod Evid L'Rabba. A person is in assimilating a Jew, and he decides, the architect, he decides to make something that looks like the menorah. He has no idea that's what it looks like in the Beis HaMikdash. So what would you have said? A person has no idea, and he did an iser. What's that called in halacha usually? What's the category? So that's the question. Is it misasik or is it shogeg? So the classic case of shogeg is you don't know it's aser. Right? You don't know. If it says the Sharadeya, it's not shogeg, it's misasik. Why would Kavana be central to the Isser? So what's he say? Zrat imrit sono lasus tavni shayamikdash shibizem mashka kavod ever the rabbi. Mash ingim in your day am izek val, havalikim misasik ba'alma, kishari surim. The Sharadeya is machadish that a person who does this Isser b'shogeg, because he doesn't know. He doesn't know that this would, it looks like the Beis HaMikdash. He just decided to, randomly drew a picture of a candelabra, and it happens to be exactly like the candelabra in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not that he did it for shoke, he did it for his asik. Why? Because what's the iser? To be mashve kovod eved rabba. How's he understanding it? He did what? What are you talking about? The Chori is saying it's in the Mora Mikdash. Mora Mikdash mandates that I have covered the Mikdash. I don't know what the Mikdash is, I don't know what the Mikdash looks like, and I just decide to make a candelabra that happens to look like the menorah, I haven't violated anything. Whereas if it's Lasasum Iti, you can't make an idol, you can't make an image, you can't make a menorah. So, okay, I didn't know. I did it Isser B'Shogeg, it's not Misasim. Okay, so we saw here, Mikitzer, was this interesting question of the nature of this Isser to make a clay Mikdash. To replicate the Klei Mikdash, or the Mishkan itself, is it Din in Bittul Mora Mikdash, or is it something like Gzera Atu of a desire? I just want to conclude with the famous question of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks, why is Hanukkah 8 days and not 7 days? Because after all, there was enough oil for 1 day. So there are many answers given to this. Somebody wrote a book, Ner LeMei, 100 answers, and somebody wanted to up him, so he wrote 500 answers. It's actually a Wikipedia page in Kushiyata Beis Yosef, and there's a link to the 500 answer book. And somebody then wrote 1,000 answers, apparently. I didn't see it, but it's amazing how creative people are. So what answer can we give now? This is in the 500. I saw it in the 500 page. What's the answer?
My father's favorite answer.
What's the answer?
Because it would be a violation of the
law. If Hanukkah was 7 days, so what that menorah would have?
A seven
branch candelabra. And that would be a violation of this Isser. So that's why Chazal decided to institute Hanukkah to be 8 days and not 7 days to avoid this prohibition. Everybody should have a Freilich and Hanukkah.